It hit Florida's Gulf Coast as a powerful Category 4 hurricane, flooding homes, leaving nearly 3 million customers without power. We discussed the long road ahead for Florida's recovery with crisis and disaster specialist Edward Siegel.
The first reaction most people have, including myself, is, you know, shock and awe. It looks more like a disaster movie from Hollywood than a real-life disaster. That really underscores the magnitude, the significance, and the consequences of a crisis just like that. And unfortunately, very few people, companies or organizations, ever fully prepared for a crisis. So this is a disaster of historic proportions.
It's good to have a plan. If you didn't have one, what do you do now?
Well, because of the size and scope of this disaster, it's important to turn to those people who can help. The good news is that FEMA and state and federal agencies are on the job. FEMA actually did the right thing several days ago, and they pre-positioned supplies and personnel and other resources throughout Florida so they would not waste a second of time after it was safe to provide help to the victims. The other challenge, though, is because there's more than 2 million people who don't have power or water or any ways to communicate. It's adding a crisis on top of a crisis and making it almost impossible for people to reach out to the people who can help them. So this is a disaster on a lot of different levels. The challenges of communications and power are going to add several layers of difficulty and challenges to this already disastrous situation.
You talked about the utility. I happened to see Florida Power and Light did the same as FEMA, and that is in places that were considered safe. That's where they collected their transformers, their other equipment, so that when the weather clears, they could get in there. I don't know how well that's going, but at least the utility gave it a try to be prepared.
It's important that they're doing what they can and they're doing their best, but it's also important to be as innovative and creative as possible. I know from previous disasters, the high-tech industry really stepped up with technology and strategies and tactics to help turn power on, whether it's literally parachuting satellite phones or mini internet connections to make it easy as possible. We might be looking at the necessary to do the equivalent of the old Berlin airlift that helped people in the Berlin Wall and do essentially a Florida airlift to parachute where it is safe and appropriate to do so. Supplies, communications equipment, medical supplies, whatever people are going to need to help get through what is going to be a very long recovery process. This is a historic crisis, but it's also going to require a historic recovery process. It does appear that the federal government is off to a very good start by the way it is marshaling its expertise and resources. Everyone seems to be working together, which is always a good sign in any crisis. But it's important to keep in mind that this massive recovery is going to be a marathon, not a sprint. And it's going to require hundreds of billions of dollars and many years for the state to bounce back. It's important to keep in mind what happened to other cities and other parts of the country after similar devastating storms. For example, there are parts of New Orleans that are still recovering from Hurricane Katrina that hit the city in 2005. Puerto Rico was still recovering from the 2017 Hurricane Maria when it was hit last week by Hurricane Fiona.
Crisis and disaster specialist Edward Siegel on Skype. He's the author of the recent book, Crisis Ahead, 101 Ways to Prepare for and Bounce Back from Disasters, Scandals, and Other Emergencies.